Look, if you're listening to this podcast, you likely know the value of automation. That's why I want to tell you about my free automations library. If you want some of my best automations for free, you can head over to howibuilt.it/automate. We talk about automation a lot on this show, and it's because I think it's the best way for podcasters, creators, and solopreneurs to become more efficient and more profitable. So if you want to start automating, but you're not sure where to, well, start, you can get ahead of the game with 14 of my favorite automations across a bunch of tools like Zapier, Make, Hazel, and Apple's Shortcuts. These are automations I use every day to help me run my business, and I know that you're going to love them. Again, you can get them for free over at howibuilt.it/automate. That's howibuilt.it/AUTOMATE. Hello and welcome to How I Built Bits, where every week I give you a cool tool, tip, or trick to help you be a better creator in 6 minutes or less. Clock's ticking, so let's get to it. RSS has been such an integral part of my life basically since Google Reader. And since Google Reader shut down, I have been on a bit of a quest to find a good replacement. And so, even though I was pretty happy with Feedbin as my RSS service as recently as December, I decided to go on a little bit of an RSS service sojourn and tried InnoReader, mostly because of their support for syncing YouTube subscriptions. But I call it a sojourn because that same week I got invited to a private beta of Readwise's long-awaited reading app, Reader. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. I've been using it for a few months, and it is now the official research and RSS reader of choice for me. Because to call this particular app just an RSS service would be a gross understatement. It's a library for everything you read, RSS, PDFs, emails, tweets, and even ebooks, though I definitely still prefer my Kindle Scribe to that. Check out a previous episode of Bits if you want to hear my thoughts on that. I will also say that I do like marking up PDFs on the Kindle Scribe, but Reader has this killer feature where it converts PDFs to text that you can highlight. It will also transcribe YouTube videos in-app. All of this is in the service of being able to highlight, save, and tag anything you read, and I love it. It's currently in public beta, but it doesn't feel like a beta app. It's such a fantastic experience that I was all in pretty early. And so here's what I like about it. The ability to easily import basically anything I read and highlight it. There's even a browser extension that works on Safari where you can enable Readwise and then highlight on page, and that article will get imported into Reader and Readwise with the highlights. Tagging and organizing highlights has been huge for me. When I go back to try to reference something in Readwise, I can just look for the tags. Creating views based on the type of content I want to consume is super cool because in most other Read Later apps, it's just a wall of articles. But I can, for example, create a personal and business view, a short reads view, a podcasting view. And so I can really distill the experience down to what I want to read at any given time. There are daily digests, so I don't miss anything. The app is really customizable, especially for a beta and especially the swipes. I haven't even fully customized the swipes on the iOS app yet because there are so many things you can do. And there are keyboard shortcuts in the web app, which is amazing. Now, here's what I'd like to see improved. Viewing emails is still a little rough. It's gotten a lot better since I first tested it, but they rightfully focused on the text parser for easy highlights. As a result, if I want a properly formatted email, I have to hope that the email itself includes a web link. On a similar note, I'd like to access an email archive, which actually, since I wrote this bullet point, I've realized that anything you archive just automatically goes into the viewed or seen section. So never mind that point. The ability to sort feeds by source. This is really a big pain point for me. Federico Vatici points this out as well. It definitely behaves more like a read later app than an RSS reader in that you can't organize your feeds into folders and view only certain folders. So you can create views, but if you're in the feed view, you just get a long list of unread articles. And in the iOS app, this is maybe my biggest pain point, actually, because I experience it on a daily basis. I want to be able to set the default behavior for opening links in Safari. Right now, they open in the web viewer, and then I need to open them in Safari from there. So, for example, I read the Morning Dispatch every morning. That's a member-only article via the RSS feed. The entire article isn't sent. So I have to actually go to the browser where I'm logged in. So it takes me two clicks to get to the content I really want to read. That said, I think I'm, like I said, I'm all in on Reader. It's been such an incredible experience. It's everything I've wanted from an RSS app and more. And I'm so excited to use it. So if you want to check it out, you can go to read.readwise.io. It is, I think it's around $14 a month as I record this. But if you're using it for your news aggregator or your research tool, it is absolutely worth it. So thanks so much for listening to this episode of How I Built Bits. To get all of the bits, you can head over to howibuilt.it/bits. That's howibuilt.it/BITS. Or you can get it in wherever you listen to podcasts. But thanks so much for listening. And until next time, get out there and build something.